Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Your window on the world today is taking you to the world of kids as we continue Kidzania's theme parks. It's good to be back with all of you today. I'm surprised how many younger people even listen to Advance. I've met people sometimes out in the malls, and they're even high school age, and say, I listen to Advance. And some older people. But whether you're older or younger, I think we all like to visit a place like Kidzania sometimes. And we have as our panelists today,
Josh.
And Amanda.
And I'm Doris. And I'm going to ask you, Josh. Josh, don't you think a place like this is fun, even for adults to visit?
It is. I think we think back to our childhood and to the activities and careers we dreamed about. Mm-hmm. I remember, Doris, wanting to be a movie director. And at a very young age, I would get the neighborhood kids over and try to get them to produce a movie with me and assign parts and memorize lines. And we never got it together, but it was a lot of fun trying it anyway.
And right, that's true.
That was my dream as a young kid.
Probably they have one of those at one of these parks.
I'm sure they do.
And Amanda, we were saying that we did this kind of thing, but we just didn't have a park to do it, but we just did it in the neighborhood or the empty lots or wherever we lived, right?
Right, yeah, and again, with the neighborhood kids, I think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It brings the neighborhood kids together when we do dress up or, you know, play dress up or try to direct a movie.
Right, that's true. So we're going to find that there are places that are designed to help kids think of all these things. And perhaps if you say something about, you know, being a banker or a movie producer, kids don't know what that means. But when they go to one of these parks, they find out what's involved. And so they know what it really means. Or to be a nurse even, right?
Right, yeah.
It's not just wearing the costume. There's a lot of work involved.
There is. Caring, lifting, looking after the patients, these kinds of things. And I think it's interesting, Doris, that yesterday we talked about the fact that there's 100 careers that they can choose from.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's a lot.
So we're going to find out more about it today. So please open your magazines, if you have one, to page 27. We hope you do. And you might want to read along with us as we read the lesson and listen carefully as we talk about this part of the lesson. This is reality, but it's reinforced, stronger, made strong through these places. Let's read today's first portion of the lesson.
Reality reinforced. Each Kidzania city is planned in amazing detail, even including real-world brands that help sponsor the city and keep it running. They are there to reinforce the real city feeling by populating it with things kids recognize. Kids ride Yamaha motorcycles to get their motorcycle license. And Domino's Pizza makes its signature cinnamon dessert with the children who choose to participate. Kids are encouraged to independently explore the whole city. Parents of older children can relax at the internet cafes, food areas, or in the parents' spa, if they should so desire, while their children are enjoying the city. Safety is a big concern, so children and their parents must wear tracking bracelets, which allows staff to locate both parent and child should one lose the other. No one can leave the park with another person unless their bracelets match.
So to have reality reinforced, as we said, just means to make it stronger, what it really means to do these jobs.
Right, to see real life really become a part of your everyday life and to experience it.
Right. Isn't it interesting, Josh, that they have real-world brands so that people know it's for real?
That's right. I described yesterday I've been to a similar park. And so you walk in, and it's like a city. You know, there's a store and a bank and a restaurant and a courthouse and all the things you would expect to see in a city. And part of what makes it so realistic is when you put advertisements and signs and brands, which are the names of the companies, that people who are local to that area would recognize.
Right. Imagine that you can even ride motorcycles. They're probably small-sized ones, right?
Right. Hopefully no more than 50 cc, Doris.
Yeah, probably very small, right? But you can. And you can even have Domino's pizza. I bet you can have Coca-Cola and all those things there, do you think?
That's right.
They might even have a McDonald's. Who knows?
They very well could.
And so they have all these things the kids know, but they have to get money to buy these things and learn. They have to earn the money to buy it. So that's kind of interesting.
It says it gives it that real city feeling. And I wonder if, you know, they have smog and traffic like a real city does.
I don't think so, because their motorcycles are too small, I think, for that.
Right? The parents might not bring them there.
So it's all the good things out of a city, right?
That's true.
I wonder if they can use their motorcycle license on the real road.
I don't think so. I think I think it's like that money. When you play a game like Monopoly, you have all that money, but you can only buy the buildings there in the game. It doesn't work outside.
That's true. But those things do enforce, well, like we said yesterday, help them experience what it's really like, the mysteries of understanding what real life is like.
Without all the stress and pressure of real life.
It's right, but it's a good start to know what's involved.
They don't have any mortgages to pay or rent in this.
Well, they'll probably start that. Who knows? But, you know, these kids, they're encouraged. Their parents stay there on the grounds. They don't go away. But the kids learn to be more independent without mom and dad doing everything for them. So they encourage them to go and explore the city. And what do the lucky mom and dads get to do while they're waiting?
Well, they get to relax at the internet cafe or eat some food or go to the spa.
Wow.
Get
a massage.
That sounds good to me, right?
You get to relax and have a massage while they get to run around and have fun.
Or if you go to the internet cafe, Josh, you can still do your work.
That's true.
While your kids are playing there, right?
Well, it says that's of the older children. So I've taken my boys to a similar park called Pretend City that's in Southern California. And, yes, I think kids over 6 or 7 could probably go around independently.
I think so, yeah.
The rest, you need to be with them for all
that's
the activities.
True. But I think it's very good the way that they, you know, have it fixed so that you, if you do have your kids going someplace else, that you can't lose them, or the kids can't leave. They can't just go out, or somebody kidnap them, or something else. I mean, you've got a system there that's really good for security.
Right. They have tracking bracelets. So the bracelets would be computerized or very electronic. You know, possibly, well, the parents and the children both wear them so they can match them up. So that's very good.
So when you go in, there's a system that, and then when you go out, that goes off and goes to somebody else later.
Right.
That's a pretty good idea, isn't it?
It is. I've seen it, a similar thing done at a popular little amusement place called Chuck E. Cheese in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what they've done the last couple of years is they stamp you with one of those fluorescent light type codes on your wrist, you and your child. And then they check them before you leave to make sure you're bringing the kids that you brought to the
You're not taking somebody else's kids.
Exactly.
That's right.
So pretty smart. And a little sad that we have to go through those precautions these days, but that's just how the world is.
Well, but even before that, when I was little, we'd sometimes get lost, or we'd be looking at something and there are a lot of people downtown and you couldn't see your mother. All of a sudden you get kind of afraid. You can get lost in a big department store even.
Yes.
So I think the idea is good because parents and kids do get separated when they're shopping.
And especially in a busy amusement park. There's a lot of kids. You start having fun. The child starts to get caught up in what's going on, forgets mom and dad are there, goes somewhere else, suddenly looks out, where's mom and dad? Mm-hmm. They're gone.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And you can't leave the park unless you have the matching bracelets, which is very good.
It is very good.
So you have to wait till they find your kid. You can't take somebody else's child.
Nope.
You can't go in there and hope to kidnap some kid because there's a security involved.
That's right.
That's very important, isn't
it? There's probably a technology in the bracelet called RFID, which is very popular. We're seeing it in put in all sorts of electronic cards and wearables that track information.
So it will be handy for the amusement park too.
Yes.
Yeah. So this kind of sounds like a fun place. And I think in this place that they have Kidzania, they have real food to eat. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Me too. The pretend city I was at had pretend food. So you didn't get to eat anything that your child made. But it looks like there on bottom of page 26, those kids are working with real materials. And
well, they probably have somebody there helping them and teaching them, and they get to do some of the things.
Right.
Put the topping on the pizzas or whatever it is, and maybe there's a cook working alongside them.
Right.
But you get to eat the stuff.
And that adds to that real city feeling that they're wanting to do. And also it's great for these world brands as well. You know, the kids will be, oh, I remember the time I made the Domino's
right.
signature cinnamon dessert.
That's true. It would be good advertising for them, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, I think it's really good that they have good security. The kids learn a lot of things. But their parents can also either do their business at the Internet Cafe if they want to do that, or they could eat something, or even go to the spa and relax. I think that's wonderful, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It's a good day for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
I think they've thought of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is Kidzania. We're going to talk about it more, and there's a website for it. It was started in Mexico, and it says creating a caring environment. So let's read on.
Creating a caring environment. Kidzania is one of the fastest-growing kids' interactive entertainment brands in the world, and it's easy to see why. To start with, the staff is carefully screened. Many are pursuing careers in education, child psychology, and other child-related fields, and are there to promote the learning, nurturing spirit of the environment, and encourage children to take the time they need to concentrate on completing their goals and tasks. Kidzania employs senior citizens who give the park a homey feel and help put children at ease. Management also employs the disabled, whether blind, deaf, or wheelchair-bound. Besides making for a more realistic city, this teaches children about those with different abilities and gives them an opportunity to spend time with people they might otherwise have stared at or treated less than kindly. Socialization is an important part of Kidzania. The Kidzania experience empowers kids, giving them the confidence to be their best selves. And it's part of what makes Kidzania such an amazing place for families and children.
So they learn to take care of other people. I was glad to hear that they even have older people and they have wheelchairs. And maybe these kids have to be nurses and push them around.
Just like you said, the title of this paragraph is creating a caring environment. And kids need to learn that early on in their life. And then they're used to it and they're able to example that later themselves.
I think it is a good point. We have been talking a lot about teaching kids to earn money and work hard, and it just felt like we were creating little capitalists here.
Right.
And it's good that they also step and have a portion of the experience that says it's not all about money, that a lot about what being an adult means is about serving others and taking care of people.
That's right. True. And, you know, there are other places that do this, as you mentioned, Pretend City, other kind of places. But this Kidzania, this brand, this, you know, one that we're talking about, is one of the fastest growing kids interactive entertainment brands in the whole world. It's growing quickly, and I can see why.
Yes. Yeah, so this space, I mentioned Chuck E. Cheese earlier. These are these companies that are focused on interactive entertainment. And if something is interactive, it just means it's two-way, that you have the ability to participate with the experience, not like television, which is just one way, right? We're just sitting there and it's
entertainment,
being
right.
put in front of us. It's broadcast to us. And Studio Classroom is definitely interactive experience, right? Because you're listening, but hopefully you're also writing and highlighting and learning
and
along
using
with
some
us.
Of the apps that we're making.
That's right.
That's hopefully. Why we have those apps, so that you can learn your vocabulary by playing games with them and things, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And get your daily lesson online with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you've been following us on all devices this year.
This is why they have this world called edutainment, which is not entertainment, which is more fun, but education and entertainment together. Education is a newly coined word the past few years.
It is. It's a buzzword we'll be teaching this year in our line lesson.
Right. So it says here that this is growing quickly, and you can see why. Now, what about the staff? Do they just hire anybody that comes off the street to work there?
No, it says in our article they are carefully screened. And when we talk about screened, we mean examined or tested to see if there's anything wrong. Now, usually that means there's like a police check just to check that they have no criminal background. Are the people suitable for this kind of job? We see in that many are pursuing careers in education, child psychology, and other child-related fields. So they want staff that are really interested in children and educating children.
You know, in the summertime, a lot of people like to get summer jobs, and I'm sure they get a lot of applications from students. And if a student would say, well, I'm studying at the university and I'm studying child psychology, and I would think they would probably get a good chance to work there more than somebody that just says, I want to make some money.
Right.
So if you are studying these fields, then maybe you can get a part-time or just work there on your vacation sometime.
So you think if the interview they said, I don't really like kids, would that be a red flag?
I think I wouldn't hire them, would you, right? But there are people that work there are interested in training kids, and I think that's very good.
Right.
Yes, it says promoting learning and building a nurturing spirit. Nurturing is a good word. We
spirit.
Associate with
spirit.
Motherhood, right?
Right.
Of the environment. So in other words, let's take care of the environment. Let's be careful. Let's not trash things around. And they're trying to teach them a lot of things there, aren't they?
And encourage them to take the time they need to concentrate and complete the goals and tasks. If you have somebody that may be just there for a summer job, they may not really have the passion to want to help a child finish the goal and tasks, like really wanting the child to learn something from their experience.
Well, and when the children are there, I'm sure that some of them might start, especially the younger ones, start to do something and say, oh, I'm going to leave here. I don't want to let you're learning how to make a pizza or something. And you get bored. And you just say, oh, I don't want to, I'm going to do something else.
Right.
Some kids are like that. No attention, span. So this way it teaches them. You probably don't get paid unless you finish the job you started.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great lesson.
So
they
just have to let your parents say, come on, finish it up. I don't want to. But here they have to. So I think it teaches something about finishing the job you started, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you, Josh?
Right. You don't get the reward unless you complete the goal or task.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, and they even employ, besides the people who are educationalists and so forth, they even employ senior citizens who are just anybody over a certain age. Depends on how old you are. If you are 55, you don't want to be called a senior citizen. But if you're 70, you're definitely one. But they're older people anyway.
Right.
Senior. Instead of saying old people, sounds kind of useless. But you say senior. Sounds more advanced.
Experience.
Has some elegance.
So please call us older people senior citizens. Right. It's a nice term. Right. So they give the park kind of a homey feel.
Right. Homey. And I like that word homey because it means pleasant or comfortable. And I think, older people, they're more experienced. They have a lot of wisdom and they make, they can be like foster grandparents to these kids that are coming in. And I think they just really treat them like family. And that's what gives it a very homey feel.
Teach them patience and things too.
Right.
It's hard for kids to be patient. Isn't that true?
That's true. And a lot of senior citizens are looking for interesting part-time jobs to keep them busy, right?
That's true.
And this is a really interesting way for them to give back to the community and to feel young again, surrounded
feel
by.
Feel useful, mainly.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I noticed the management also employs disabled people. And I don't know what blind people could actually do, but they could do something there.
Right.
You know,
yeah, maybe
teach them something.
Teach a music class.
Yeah. Or maybe do the announcements or things of and the...
Deaf people yeah. or wheelchair-bound people. Mm-hmm. People couldn't work other places. They can have a job there. And I think that's interesting, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Bound is a good word. It just means you were confined to a place.
Right.
If you broke your leg, you might be homebound for a few months.
Now, you could say they're being nice to the senior citizens, but I think they have another reason, another motive for hiring the senior citizens.
Right. It goes on to say, besides making for a more realistic city so the children get used to having people of different types there, it says this teaches children about those with different abilities and gives them an opportunity to spend time with them where they may not usually get to do that.
And it also teaches them to... You know, instead of look at them as people, not just stare at them, look at that funny person over there,
right.
to consider this person's disability.
Hmm.
And it does a lot to help them treat people more kindly instead of laughing or making fun of them. Kids sometimes do that because they don't know what to do. But this is a good way for them to learn how to take care of people with special needs, don't you think, Josh?
That's true. A lot of the schools... You know, have special classes or even special schools for these types of kids or adults, so they don't spend time with them. So they never get a chance to really interact with people
right.
that are very different from them. So I think this is a great experience.
So there's a lot more than you just start out reading this about a theme park, and you're finding out you learn so many things here, don't you?
That's right. Not just about money, but it's also about caring for others, being exposed to different kinds of people. And then it says in line 10, and another important part of it is socialization.
Mm.
And socialization.
Do kids need to learn socialization?
Oh, every kid does, definitely. Just that process and behaviors of how do I work successfully with others? How do I get along and be a good friend and be a good member of society?
Mm.
And it's interesting here that it also says that this Kidzania experience working there or going there or playing there empowers these kids. To empower someone, it gives you a way to take control of something, doesn't it?
That's right, to give them the power or the ability to do something.
That's right, because when you take a kid to a theme park, you're not empowering him, right?
No.
He might
right.
get to choose what ride we go on next, but that's about it.
He has no control of what else you
no.
do, right?
Mm.
It gives him control of what he's going to choose to do.
And the ability to see, you know, when they make decisions, what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So I think these are great places, but, you know, they don't have them all over the world. You see a little bar down here at the bottom that says there's 11 locations in 8 different countries. So far, they don't have one with that name yet in America even, or England.
No, not yet. Several of them in Asia. They are heavily focused on Asia. And then, as you said, they started in Mexico, and they have a few there.
Yeah, Mexico, and they have Jakarta, Tokyo, and
Seoul.
Several places in Mexico. Seoul, and yeah, Kuala Lumpur, and Bangkok. So in Asia, there's a lot of them. Right?
That's right. But again, if you stop into Taipei, there's a place called Baby Boss that's very similar.
And but that's for younger kids, quite big. Well, it goes up a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it goes up quite a bit.
That's true. There are different places. Well, this one was started in September in 1999 in a suburb of Mexico City.
Huh. That's interesting.
By a Mexican man who was very interested in training the kids. And, you know, the first year they had nearly 800,000 visitors.
Wow.
So that really started in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And that was surprising because we don't hear about a lot of things that started in Mexico, do we?
We don't, no.
No. And the good things that are happening there.
Yeah. Right.
That's right. We hear about bad things sometimes, but some of the good things. And I think this idea is very good. So if you wanted to sum this lesson up, what would you say the main points of it are? Let's just say a few little things that we think are important to learn from this lesson.
Well, I think that it's important to teach kids how to manage money, that it doesn't grow on trees, and that they can be responsible even at a young age in how to deal with their money.
Good. What else does it teach us?
I think it teaches them to socialize with others, how to be good team, you know, team players, how to maybe even, you might even see little leaders coming out in the way they interact and do their jobs. And just also to be able to be, like Josh mentioned earlier, you know, part of society and helpful and interact with people from different parts of society
as well. And besides a business aspect, it teaches them to be caring for the environment. They probably have all kinds of signs about not polluting and picking up the trash. So if they have beaches, they probably have something about that, right?
That's true.
How to take care of the environment and also how to care for people who have handicaps. So it's not just a fun day. I think it's a very exciting way for kids to learn how to be a good citizen and be a good adult when they grow up.
Yeah, and I think to summarize it, I love that word, edutainment. And think about the kids in your life and how do you combine having fun with learning. And we need to be more creative in that because there's so much media distracting kids these days. So how do we look for things like Kidzania where a kid can have a lot of fun and learn too?
And don't forget to check the Kidzania website, but also check our websites. There's some interesting things on those,
That's
too.
True. We've got lots of entertaining and educational things for you at studioclassroom.com.
You can also write us a letter if you wish to, or even investigate the English Corners and let us know your thoughts on this article.
We'd like to hear from you. Check the Facebook, and we hope that you'll be with us as we continue our lessons because this is a very good month. It's October, and we're going to be back with something new and fresh tomorrow. So be sure and be with us. We'll see you then. And thanks for being with us today, everyone. And thank you for coming, Josh and Amanda. So let's say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a great day. Good work.